Hey people, and welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. Before we get into this week's episode, not really much to actually update you guys with FanX kind of out of the way. My list of things has kind of lightened up, so thank you to everyone that showed up over the panels. I had an amazing time. The other panelists I know had a great time as well. It felt really great seeing you all there, so really looking forward to next year, or at least the next event to kind of go to, which for most of you all will be Anime Bonsai that is local. We're still trying to figure out exactly what we're going to be doing, but until then, just sort of stay around the Facebook pages and whatnot, and we'll try to update you when we can. The next event on my list, however, will be Pocatello, Idaho. So Snake River Fandom Con, if you are going to be coming out over there, feel free to go and come on by. I'd love to see as many people out there as possible. I don't have those dates for you right now, but I will get those queued up for you. But again, it's going to be like the last weekend of this month, so if you are local to the Idaho, specifically like Pocatello area, come on out. I'd love to be able to see you. I know I'm going to be doing a couple of panels, and that will also be where I am debuting Cyborg that I'm working on, so really looking forward to that. Yeah, like I said, not really much to update. I know we're all pretty much hard at work trying to go and get the next couple of things going as far as YouTube, so really kind of look out for that. We just had the cosplay music video from FanX drop today as I record this, and I know a couple of things should be coming out in the coming week, so really looking forward to all that. But yeah, like I said, that's kind of it for the updates. Like I said, just sort of stay local, and we'll get that going. So let's get into this episode, which was recorded with Rachy Mac. We kind of go back over what happened over this weekend with FanX, mainly just the panels that we were on, you know, and some things we do kind of get into a little bit of, you know, what we'd like to be able to see, hopefully, or some of the things that we kind of were bummed out at seeing this last year. This last weekend. But all in all, I know we both still had a little bit of fun. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode with Rachy Mac.
Check, 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 check. Microphone, check 1, 2.
You know, I'm going to be very hard-pressed not to keep that.
I think you should. I think it's a good opening.
There you go.
Well, now that we know that the audio works.
Yeah, right. It's like, okay, now I just need to actually, like, stop fiddling with everything.
Yeah, no more touching things. I have a bad habit of, like, fidgeting. I'm a fidgeter. I don't know. I get nervous, and I like to, like, wiggle around a lot.
I don't ever notice all that. Cam, you don't get to say anything.
I know. I wiggle a lot. I'm a very finicky person. I don't know why.
It's more the reasons why we love you.
That's fair. So much. It's a little quirk, another little quirk.
We're going to be getting onto that.
I know. That's why I use that word. It was a good foreshadowing into what we're going to talk about.
Right.
I was going to say, I was also super fidgety at all my panels. I had a hard time like playing with like pieces of paper in my lap or like the water bottle lid. Just like trying not to be noticeable, but also just like, dang it, why am I like this?
No, there were more than enough times when like going up over on stage and I'm like, oh, I've got a water bottle, and I'd sit there and kind of like unscrew the cap, start drinking, and then all of a sudden didn't realize in my hand that I was kind of like crushing the bottle a few times. I'm like, that's loud.
That's very loud in there. I know. I would catch myself sometimes like breathing into the mic, just like a weird like. Super loud and super weird. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean to. I just got really excited. Or I was just out of breath and had to exhale.
Because
I talk really
breathing.
Fast. I can't. I don't breathe when I talk. I just go. I just keep talking and talking and talking until I'm passed out.
Right. There you go.
That's how I work.
There you go. Well, like I said, I'm glad that, you know, that we're able to go and sit down and do this episode, which I need to apologize before we even really get the episode going, because the last time we recorded,
were
still on the cruddy laptop, which decided to quite literally die.
It literally right died
after we recorded.
I was so sad. I know we were talking about Utena. We were talking about Revolutionary Girl Utena. We did a whole episode on Utena, and it just died. I was so sad.
But I feel so bad because it's like I think it was only like 2 or 3 days later that I actually sent you a message and went, so. The computer's dead.
I was like, darn. Well, it's okay. We'll have to just redo it. We'll have to like get like a bunch of people together and do like a 90s anime like episode.
Bonsai.
Oh, yeah. So I need to know the dealio about Bonsai. Like, when is that? Like, what is... Because is it the same weekend as FearCon?
I don't know. I don't know because asking me when FearCon is, I'd stay...
That's fair.
I'm scared, y'all.
You're like, there's too many things going on at all times. Like, I don't even know, but I think that they might be on the same weekend. So I was going to try to do one day of each because I'm a crazy person. But I want to attend both.
Might I suggest a possible Friday for Bonsai?
Yes.
I don't.
If you request me for something, I will be there because it's like a priority. So I will be there. And I already know what I'm going to be, too, because I can wear it to both. It's perfect. I'm super excited.
Okay, so something that you can wear.
So obviously it's like a horror anime.
Huh.
Yeah, all y'all can think about that for a while. And actually, I think Dez Creepcore is going to cosplay with me. We're going to do like a duo. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, she hasn't fully committed to that yet, so hopefully I didn't just like call her out and then like everybody's expecting it. Sorry, Des. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, you did.
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
It's called keeping people accountable.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, you better do this with me, Des. I'll fight you if you don't. No, just kidding. I love her. She's so cute.
Right?
She's also going to do All Might with me. To match my Deku.
Wait, did I know that she was going to do All Might?
Well, she decided it at the panel, after the panel.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit before, and then afterwards she's like, I'll definitely do it. And we're like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah!
I am so even more excited for that.
I know, I think it's going to be perfect.
Now, okay, we will get into... God dang it, we'll get into that.
We'll get there. We just keep... We want to get there right now, but we'll smooth into it.
Right, we will. Which, okay, so the other soothing voice, the one that doesn't sound like a garbage pile, you know, full of marbles crashing down over... I'm gone way too far with this analogy already. Okay. So the other voice over here is the wonderful Rachy Mac.
Hello! I am here again, and hopefully I don't make the laptop die this time.
No, you know what? It was dying on its own. You just sort of gave it its last blessing. Okay.
Utena is a good last blessing.
See, there you go.
Last breath.
Right. So, yeah, it's like I'm glad that we're doing this now, which I do need to go and do a quick aside because the way that, like...
Oh, hold on. Oh no. So do just make a really good boba with two flavors. Okay. Just do whatever.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're the best. I'm so sorry for everything.
Right. See, it's moments like that that you go like, "Ooh. Curveball. Let's see how this goes."
What? Oh, but this Arnold Palmer is really good.
Yeah, oh, you got the
Yeah, I did. It's always so good.
It's my drink. Which, okay, have you had the other Palmer?
The Laura Palmer. The blue one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is good, too. I like that just as much as I like the Arnold Palmer.
Okay.
Equal. So, they're equals in my eyes.
Yes. I like to consider myself an Arnold Palmer aficionado, but this is not the podcast for that.
There's a whole podcast dedicated to Arnold Palmer's.
There could be. Happily, there could be. Right. But no, like I was saying, like now every time that I kind of bring you up in front of my wife, she'd be like, look, I don't know half the people that are ever on your podcast. All I have to say is two words. And she instantly knows.
Oh no, what is it?
Aggressively peeing.
Aggressively peeing. I know, it's a flashback to that. That was really funny. Well, that's what happens, but we were drinking whiskey and like just chilling. It was like the first time we ever recorded, and I'm just like, yep. I'm nervous, so I'm going to offer you drinks, and then I'm also going to drink, and hopefully this isn't a mess, and it ended up being really fun. I had a good time.
It was a great time. I don't remember being that gone.
Oh.
I think I was still all right.
I can hear myself, like, just kind of keep going, like, downhill. Like, I can just hear it happening, and then obviously I'm just like, I have to pee aggressively. I'll be right back.
Honestly, it's still one of the most downloaded episodes.
That's so funny. There's a lot of weirdos out there. That's all I'm saying. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not wrong.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I'm glad your wife remembers that episode. And
yeah, I think she just remembers the title.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. It's a good one. It sticks right out.
So there we go. But yeah, I mean, this was a really cool episode to go and get done. Whereas to kind of date this episode a little bit, recording this one over in September, like days after FanX 2018. You know, so yes, tastes good.
I don't like boba very much. I don't want it.
I pulled up the straw. Oh, there's still some more.
That's good. That's good. It's good. There I know I'm go. Weird. I don't like boba. But yeah, this is like, this is the Monday after FanX. So yeah. I'm like, what is today? Monday, the worstest of the days.
No, you know what? Everyone always says that Monday's the worst of the days.
What's your worstest day?
The worst day is always Wednesday.
Really? I love Wednesdays.
I freaking hate Wednesday. It's you're jam-packed in between, like, the week is almost done.
And then your upcoming plans for the weekend. So it's just like a sandwich of just like shit.
It's the mission to try to get to the weekend, but still realizing you have two more days of utter hell to get there.
I don't know why I like Wednesdays. I wonder what happens to me on Wednesdays and why I like them. But
all I can think of is like maybe open mic nights.
Maybe. I actually don't go to those. I feel bad. I should. you think I would, but I don't. Oh, well. No, actually, what is my... I'm going to stick with Mondays being my least favorite day. I hate Mondays.
I will.
Everybody's favorite day. I'm basic like that.
I will concede to you on this one just because it's... I honestly think everyone has their horrid day, so...
Everybody's different. I won't judge you.
There you go. But, I mean, at least with this, hopefully reminiscing back on this weekend will make the rest of the day a little bit better for you.
Yeah, I had a good time at FanX, actually. Thursday was, like, I think Thursday was my favorite day because I didn't realize how popular my hero was going to be at the convention. So I was, like... I was dressed up as Deku. I did like a gender bend Deku, and I was like getting stopped by kids all the time. And like, it was so fun. It was like the best. And the panel was awesome. Thursday was my favorite day of the convention for sure. And then Friday and Saturday, I dressed up as Makoto Nijima from Persona 5. And that costume that I wore was made by Pretty Macabre. She's a local designer here. So if anybody saw that, just know I didn't actually make the costume. I made like the spike details. I painted the gauntlets, which were 3D printed for me. I styled the wig, did all that good stuff, but I didn't make the costume.
Still looked freaking fabulous.
Yeah, it was hot though. I got like sick on Saturday. So I had to go change actually. I was planning on like doing a bunch of photo shoots and got to the point where I was like, I have to get out of this costume or I am going to just barf everywhere. You need to get me out of here. So I just ended up changing and coming back and walking around. So I was like incognito on Saturday, just walking around.
Right. There you go. Well, I figure if anything, we'll take it day by day and kind of go from there. So Thursday, you know, as you were saying, okay, so how did your Thursday start out? Was the My Hero the first thing? Or?
Yeah, so I actually, the only panel I had that day was the My Hero panel. And so I spent the day, I got there at like 12:30 and the floor hadn't opened yet. It hadn't opened till 1. And it was really funny because like I was just walking around. I had like my selfie stick and I was vlogging because I was there by myself for the majority of that day. And so I tried to like walk into the, I opened one of the like side doors and tried to walk onto the floor, and the security guy was like, you're not, it does not open until one. What are you doing, you crazy lady? And so I just have my vlog and I'm like, oh, I'm not supposed to be in here. And I'm just like filming this happening, and it was really uncomfortable. But that same guy met up with me and took a picture with me later, and it was really funny. But
nice.
Yeah. So Thursday just started out with me walking around vlogging and like looking at stuff. And I went to lunch with a friend, Jared, and then I came back for the panel, and it was an awesome panel. You moderated it.
Okay. So that panel, you saying that you didn't know that My Hero was going to be that popular.
I had no idea. Everybody was wanting to come in, and they had to turn people away. I felt so bad.
Right before the panel was going, I could hear people talking about it and going like, oh, okay, you know, let's go over to that. And I'm like, okay, cool. So it's not going to be a completely empty room.
Yeah.
This will be kind of fun. And then like some people recognize me as far as like, hey, crack brain guy, you're going to be doing the My Hero panel. I'm like, yeah, go on. Come on.
Heck yeah.
It's like, it'll be a great time. And then all of a sudden, that's the day where I also brought my wife and kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was already like, okay, ran around a little bit before then. My feet were already hurting since we walked quite literally from just up the street over here all the way to
Dang,
Salt
you guys
Palace.
Are wild.
Yeah, well, we're also broke.
That's fair. Hey, next time you need somewhere to park, let me know. I know where you can park, and it's closer, and it's free.
I definitely will.
You're like, I definitely need that. I didn't expect it. Like, I was like, what the heck? And when I was seeing all the cosplayers come in and there was like a million of the same costume as me, I was like, this is like super popular.
Right.
And I was like, holy crap, it's crazy. And everybody was so passionate. Everybody was so excited to answer all the trivia questions that we had. Everyone was being like, I don't know, they were just like super pumped, and it made me really happy to like be there and like be a part of the panel and talk to all these people about it because they love it so much.
Right. Well, I mean, it was something where I knew that people were going to come. I just didn't know that many
people. Yeah.
You know, and as soon as it was, you know, as soon as people were coming in, I could tell it's like, okay, we're already at half capacity. We're at 3/4 capacity. We're almost full. And I'm still sitting there looking out and like, oh my God, there's still people that want to come in. You know, when I went over, because when on stage, someone had said like, oh yeah, the roving microphone. Then when I ran down to go get it, I asked the person, I'm like, can we just let everybody in here? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's more people.
Can you let people stand like in the back?
Yeah.
Like, and just watch?
And they're just like, no, we can't because of fire code. And I'm like, but come on, you know. Mm-hmm. So I felt kind of bad then, but I was like, all right, whatever. It's the deal. But I can only see like 4 or 5 people standing out. So I was like, they'll just huddle right there. You know, we'll go more into what happened in the panel, but there was one time where I'd ran down and then gone to go and let some guy over in the back already outside the doors answer. All we could see were the 5 people right there. There was like another 25 all huddled around that door.
Trying to get in. Yeah, we had to like, we had to have people in the audience like raise their hand and let them know that there was like an empty seat next to them so people could come fill in the spots.
It was.
It was fun. I was like, oh,
crazy.
Look at all these cutie pies. I love this show.
Right. Well, that and, you know, trying to, you know, moderate that panel. I didn't submit for that panel.
Yeah, it was Kiki, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Like she submitted for it. And then a few weeks ago, she's like, hey, would you mind moderating? And I'm like, well, sure.
You're like, I guess I can do it. Yeah, no, but you did such a good job. All the trivia questions you came up with were awesome.
Well, it's like that and also making sure that you all knew the questions I was going to ask.
Yeah, that was helpful.
It's because I didn't want it to be all like, oh, okay, well, I'd ask a question and then you all kind of go, huh. We don't really know, you know. Like
we have to think hard about it.
Yeah, it's like, and think that quick where it's like, okay, well, if you already kind of know what I'm going to say, you should already have some of those answers going through. So that way everyone's proud of the answer they give. That's always a big thing for me. And You guys rocked it.
Well, it's easy because that show is so good. All weekend long, I was just telling everybody I was with, like, I can't believe you haven't freaking watched it yet. Like, why haven't you watched it yet? I don't understand. I was so upset the whole time. Just wanted everybody, I wanted to keep talking about it. I wanted the panel to go on forever and ever.
I was way ready to just sit there and be like, guys,
we have to do another one for Anime Bonsai.
I have thought about this. And
because it'll be after the movie.
It will, and it's something where I already know that there's already a My Hero panel planned there. But what I'm seriously thinking is, like, okay, I want to get the same group of us and do another My Hero next year for FanX.
Well, we should. It would be awesome because we can talk about the movie, and hopefully by then we'll have a new season. I'm sure we will.
We should definitely have a new season, and there will... Yeah, things will have happened.
I'm like, you know, because you know everything. See, you know. You told us your dirty secrets. You told the whole panel your dirty secrets.
No, I didn't. I've got another one.
Oh, and are you going to tell the whole podcast your dirty secret?
No,
other
I will tell
secret?
You okay. afterwards.
Perfect. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, but no. It's like there. Things will go on, so I really think that our group did a really good job of handling it, and I really want to submit for, like, hey, look, if we're going to do this again, give us a bigger room.
Yeah, give us a bigger room. We obviously needed it. There were people who were so bummed they couldn't go. Like, people were messaging me about it, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I wish I could have, like, all just had you behind me, and we could all just had a party, just a giant little My Hero party, but there's a fire hazard, and I don't want you all to spontaneously combust.
Personally, I want to do trailers for all the panels.
Trailers?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean, trailers?
Like, get the group of the people on the panel that are planning on doing the panel.
And, like, hype it up?
And hype it up.
Oh, man.
Give it over to FanX and be like, look, if you want people to attend these panels, do something that no one else is doing.
Yeah, let's hype it up. Let's make videos.
Yeah, it's like, make a quick 30 to 45 second video. It's like, look, we're going to be talking about this. We've got a giveaway going on. Da, 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 and
yeah,
do it that way. So that way it's like, no, people will actually love going for that.
Yeah. Or even just like, since that's a good idea, you could share that with like since you were the moderator, you could have just shared that with, you know, the group, and we could have made our own little videos, talked about it, put it on our social medias, you know, and been like, this is what we're doing. And we didn't even need to do that, though, for this panel. We had no idea it was going to be that crowded. Right. I still can't get over it. There was a cosplayer dressed up as Stain, and it was so good. I wish I would have gotten that person's name, because it was a really good cosplay. If you're out there, just know I'm thinking about you. You know who you are.
Right?
It was so good.
It's like that. You've also got, like, the little girls... Or the little girl over in the front row that was the first one to go and get a pin. She was actually wearing an Attack on Titan scout uniform.
I do. I remember.
She was the first one when we had decided, like, okay, everyone should move forward. She immediately went. I was like,
ran forward.
I saw you.
You get a pin, yes.
Right.
Move right up forward. Everybody was excited about the gifts. It was such a. It was so fun.
These were gifts that. You know, like the pins that I bought were from someone else that was actually in the panel room. She designed them, made them, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, here we go. But, like, it's like they weren't, like, monumentally, like, expensive gifts, you know?
Yeah.
I if we do this again, I'm going to put in... Because I know a few people over at Crunchyroll, so now I'm going to, like, actually attack them earlier on, like... I need stuff to give away.
I want Crunchyroll swag. I want to go to Crunchyroll Expo. What do I got to do to get my butt into some conventions? Like, I just need to do this.
Might be going.
Are you? I want to go to Crunchyroll Expo so bad. I need to renew my Crunchyroll subscription, actually, now I'm thinking about it. Like, oh, now that I'm thinking about it.
It's only a few bucks.
I know. I just haven't thought about it.
It's okay. I'm doing the exact same.
I'm like, it's just like, I'm just coasting.
Right.
But yeah, that was really good. I think my favorite part of the panel was when Kiki was playing the theme song and that kid just got up and was screaming the lyrics.
Yup.
He was so excited. Yup. He was just screaming the lyrics. I was like, wow, he's very enthusiastic. Somebody give him a pin right now.
Right. Yeah. It's like that. That was as soon as he started doing that, which was technically still before the panel started.
Yeah.
That's when I knew, like, okay, this is going to be kind of fun, you know? And
yeah.
On the, you know, as far as the panelists go, like, I knew you and I knew Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know Michael, and I'd heard of Dez, but that was the first time we had actually spoken, which now I'm absolutely in love.
I love all of them. Mike is so nice and he's so knowledgeable of like anime. It's like the best. I love listening to him talk about anime. Mm. I was on a panel with him last year about anime. It was a 90s anime panel and he was talking a lot about Evangelion and it made my LA. I was like, oh, I love Evangelion too. And then Dez, I love her. She's adorable. Kiki is just the cutest little human in the entire world.
Right.
And then you're the best, so it was just a good group of people.
I'm just trying to always be an energetic little bunny, you know,
you
so
are.
I sit there and do that. But
we were talking about how, like, what quirk from My Hero we would have, and I was like, I knew you would pick it, and I would have been so disappointed if you didn't.
Well, okay, so the one that I picked was present Mike. Like, as much as I always want to fly, so anything to deal with flight is, you know, is basically my usual number one. Mm-hmm. I've realized that, like, I basically am present Mike all the time.
You already are that person. You already are him. Like, there's no contest. When I saw that question, I was like, yeah, if he has to pick that as his thing because it doesn't make sense for him not to.
I seriously thought about that. I really need to go and do that. Mainly, it's not even so much because I absolutely, absolutely love present Mike. I just want to wear his glasses.
Yeah, his glasses are dope. His quirk is that he just can talk real loud, right?
Yes.
Like, that's what it is that he can just talk real, real loud and, like, blow things up with his voice and stuff. Okay.
I loved the fact that... So, what's actually kind of funny is that in all the My Hero lore, it's supposed to be that, like, right around 4 or 5 most of the time, that's when your quirk starts manifesting.
Okay.
If it's not a physical trait. If it's a physical trait, most of the time it might go from birth, but it could go later. Inside his, when they do that, like, little talk about who he was, he's actually had that from birth.
That's just bizarre.
So he was one of the
just so loud. Could you imagine him just crying? I would hate that.
Yup.
Oh, we were talking about that at the panel, like the physical, like, attributes that go along with a quirk. Like, if you just had a normal baby and then you wake up and your baby's a bird one day, it's like, what do you do? Oh no! But not only a bird, but a bird with like an evil spirit attached to him. Like, so it's not just some normal. Yeah. No. Terrifying. Right. It was Tokoyami is awesome.
Yeah, he is, and I already have way too much like fan theory on him too, as you know, because it's like, well, he's got real hands, like he's got normal human hands, just a bird head. So
yeah, what are his parents look like?
Exactly.
Who are his parents? Will we ever know? Is that something we'll just have to leave to our imaginations?
I don't know.
It's just like, how did he come to be? I'm so curious.
I wanna know, because it's like, you already know that what's the dude that talks to animals?
Yeah.
You know what his parents look
like?
Yeah,
they look like him.
And they look like him. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's like, what's with Toko? You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
is there just a bunch of these crazy, weird bird spirit people?
Right. So yeah, I want to know.
To have quirks in real life. That would be awesome. I want to live in the My Hero world. It's so cool.
Right.
It's just too cool for its own good. That's why that show is so popular.
See.
Like, everybody likes it. I don't know one person that doesn't like it. And if they say that they like it, I will fight them because they are liars.
That's just a person you don't need in your life.
No, you don't need that negative attitude. Everybody listen to me right now. If you're listening to this podcast and you know somebody and they tell you that you don't need to watch My Hero Academia or that it is garbage, you punch them in the face. Right then and there.
We are now admonishing violence on this podcast.
I am inciting a riot.
My Hero riot.
A My Hero Academia riot.
I am not thoroughly mad at this.
No, actually, please don't punch anybody. That would be awful. Right. But yeah, after the panel, I didn't really do anything else on Saturday. I just walked around and take photos. Did you have any other panels on Thursday?
Yeah, I had a Black Panther panel that was on... That one was on, like, the... How Black Panther reflects real life.
Okay.
You know, so kind of more of an introspective look. And that one was with... that was me, Kiki, Ashley Finley, Dr. Paul White. I know Jay Whitaker was on the panel. I'm forgetting people. How many people?
That sounds like a lot of people on the panel, but it sounds like a good panel.
It was... Oh, we also had Jeremiah Franklin, and I think Robert Neal was on that panel. Yeah, it's like, it was really good, and I'm glad that it didn't get out of hand, because I think that was the first Black Panther panel of the con, which I think there were like three or four of them.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that there were a lot of them this year.
You know, so that was the one where, like, most people kind of, like, could get their feet wet and try to figure out that, like, we weren't a bunch of Black people that were going to start yelling at everyone.
Yeah. That's good. I wonder, do you think people were expecting that?
I know for a fact they were.
Oh, okay.
Because people came up to me after the panel and were like, I felt super safe. You know, I didn't feel attacked. And I'm like,
Did you think we were just going to scream at you the whole time?
That's what they thought.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Because, well, people have done that, especially with the movie.
Yeah, that is fair. I guess that's fair. But
it's like that one was fun. It went by in a whirlwind, but that's all really I did Thursday.
Yeah, I didn't really do much Thursday except for the panel and then take a bunch of pictures and meet up with friends and stuff. And I don't really think anything specific happened that I remember.
Yeah.
That was fun. Like, funny or anything that I would talk about, but...
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And then Friday, I did the Makoto Nijima cosplay, and it took me a little bit longer to, like, have it finished than I expected, so I got to the con a lot later than I thought, which is kind of sad, because I wanted to take more pictures and stuff with that one, and I didn't get to, but I had the Anime Academy Awards panel that night at 8, and it was pretty fun, except I didn't win anything, and I feel like I was robbed. I really do feel like I was robbed, like, hardcore. I think that I want a rematch.
you gotta set us up.
So let me see. All right, I'm trying to remember. Let me get my phone, and I'll go over my categories, and I'll explain. Because I am, like, really, really having a hard time with this loss, you guys. It's not okay. Let's see. Where did I put it in? Aaron Yeager. Haha. All right. He was the moderator, by the way, and he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my best waifu, and so I kind of went into this, like, I was thinking that I was trying not to do, like, the ones that I thought everybody was going to pick, like Bulma and stuff. I figured that people were all going to go, so I thought I was going to try to pick something different, maybe more recent, so we could, like, I don't know. So I did best waifu was Hiroiki from Noragami. For the best reason is because she's so patient with Yato all the time, and that's, like, number one waifu quality. Hello, everyone. She's adorable. She's got a cute tail. She's fun. She can kick your butt. Anyway, she's just really cute, and she cares for Yukine a lot. And I got, like, kind of a lot of votes. I think I got, like, 15, but then I'm trying to remember who won that category. Who won the best waifu?
I swear to God, if it's, like, 0-2 or Rem.
Oh, no, it was. It was the Sword Art. Was it the Sword Art Online girl? Asuna? I think it was Asuna. I was bummed. I knew somebody was going to have her, though. I don't like her.
Mm-mm.
I'm bitter towards her. It's too close to Asuka, and they're both redheads, and I, like, don't like it. So, and Asuna's dumb. Anyways, my best husbando. I don't like that word. The husbando. Husbando.
Husbando.
Husbando.
I don't like either of them.
I hate it. I don't like saying it. It sounds weird. I picked Ken Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul, and it's because I was, like, having the hardest time picking a boy because I love all of them. Like, I love all of the anime boys. It was so hard. So I was like, who needs love the most? Well, duh, he does. Like, he's so sad. His whole life has just fallen apart.
Right.
So duh, he needed the most love. And you know what? And people on it, I was like bummed out because they didn't vote for him then, but they voted for Tokyo Ghoul later for best drama. And I was like, okay, so you just left your boy behind.
Yep.
So rude.
Yep.
So rude.
Definitely.
Best villain, Light Yagami, Death Note. I almost won that one. I lost by one. I lost to Father by Full Metal Alchemist.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I was bummed. I was way bummed. I was like, Light Yagami is like the perfect villain. What are your thoughts?
Because part of me doesn't.
Are you saying that he's like likable? That he's like not necessarily a villain? What are you trying to say?
He's a horrible person.
I was ready to argue that if somebody was going to try, and I was going to say he starts off as kind of like an anti-hero. Like he starts off with qualities you think are could maybe be, I don't know, changed, or he's not as cruel. Yeah. And then you see him progress into literally just a garbage fire of a human being, and like he's pure evil. And the boy killed so many people, okay, without a care in the world, and innocent people too, as collateral damage.
Yeah, and that's where I can't say that he's not a villain.
Yeah,
I think he's just one of the few villains that
transcends some
kind of. It's almost kind of like. You know, like, not necessarily like a Nightingale effect, but just sort of that, like, you know this person is really bad, but at the same time, because they're so charismatic,
it's hard to hate them. Hero Killer Stain.
Yes! Except for he actually has a point.
But he has a point, and I like him. I liked him. But I get what you're saying about Light, but I was close to winning that one. I was very close.
Okay.
I was close. And then my best opening song, I chose, because it's my personal favorite, I chose Battle Cry from Samurai Champloo. I knew it wasn't really going to win because I didn't think that people, I knew people were going to vote for like the Cowboy Bebop or it was actually My Hero Academia that won, I think.
None of theirs are good opening songs.
Well, Cowboy Bebop's is a great opening song, but My Hero Academia, I mean, I like it, but it's not necessarily anything that's like memorable.
That's how many people Light Yagami killed. 2,300,000.
2 million people.
Jeez.
And you're telling me that boy ain't a villain?
Jeez.
3 million people almost.
Okay. Well, on best opening song, I will say this much. There are some openings that have really good songs, some that have really good animation.
I know.
One that I believe is doing both very, very, very well right now.
Uh-huh.
It's actually right now the opening for Black Clover.
Black Clover. I need to watch that because everybody says it's awesome.
It's half cruddy. It really is.
Is it? Okay.
I'm still watching it. I still actually
is
really like
it. What
really
is with
like
the
it.
Fascination with it right now? I feel like it just came out of nowhere.
It's okay. I will say this much. It's almost like watching Naruto.
I don't like Naruto.
See, that's the reason why I'm saying it. It's almost like watching Naruto, but there actually is more of a storyline that people can get behind.
Okay.
But yet, it's still steeped in so much stupid shonen anime culture-ness.
I love
that. It's like, this is actually kind of good, but at the same time, this is just, there's so much crap
there's
here.
There's so much, like,
so much
it.
Crap, and there are times when the animation doesn't link up at all.
Yeah,
and it's super jarring that they'll go from like the character design from one person is super smooth and you know and very detailed, and then someone else will just be a rough cut of a square, and it's like
I love bad animation. It's so funny.
Oh, but this one is bad. It's bad. It's jarring. They finally just got budget. Because there were times when, like, last season it looked like there was, like, it's almost like The Simpsons, but now anime.
But now anime, yeah.
But, yeah, the opening for their newest opening is actually really good.
I'm trying to remember what the other panelists chose for their opening. Somebody chose Konosuba, which is funny. It's cute. It's fun and cute.
It's fun and cute.
It's not like dope though.
Yeah, it's look. Tanya Evil had a really good opening.
Yeah.
You know, so.
My best drama was Erased. Not a lot of people saw that one, I don't think. But the people that did see it were, like, stoked about it. But I'm trying to... Oh, I lost to Brotherhood, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is it's like an easy choice, right? I mean, not to offend anybody. I don't want to offend anybody. But I feel like that's just, like, a go-to. Like, that's just, like, a... It's... Like, you should...
If I were to lose to anything, I would much rather it be something like Your Lie in April.
Oh, Your Lie in April was a choice.
I would sit there.
Did
and be
that
like,
one okay. win now? I'm trying to think if that one was the one that won. But I feel like it was Brotherhood.
Because I could see where people would choose Brotherhood, but I could see where a lot of people that hadn't seen a lot of anime would choose Brotherhood. It's more popular. People have more Your access Lie to see it because it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And whatnot. So.
Yeah. So, I was like, but Erase, come on, that shit is dramatic as hell. It's like a serial killer. It's like a true crime travel show. Like, this guy just travels back in time. He's a kid. He has to solve this murder. The serial killer in it is crazy and scary, and is really well written and animated, and I think it was a good choice.
I need to rewatch Erase.
It's really good.
I really do. I don't remember much from it, and I think that's just because my brain wasn't in it.
It's really deep. And, like, trigger warning, because it deals heavy with, like, abuse and, like, just, like, a lot of, like, crazy stuff. Yeah. So, but that's what made it, like, best drama, you know? I really liked it. my best comedy, which is funny that this happened to me. So, originally, I had my thing to him says Food Wars, if acceptable. If not, I chose Ouran Host High School Club, because I don't watch a lot of comedy anime. So I was like, those were like really the only two that I picked. And I kind of was like, oh man, I hope they let me choose Food Wars, because there's no way that Ouran's going to win. It's kind of dumb, right?
Yeah.
Guess what won?
Food Wars won.
No, Ouran Host Host Club won. So it the one that I was going to go with won, but I ended up going with Food Wars. Yeah, I was upset. I was like, I should have just gone with my first instinct on that. But
there was no One Punch Man in there?
No, but he was he won Best Special Attack.
Granted.
I know, and I knew he was going to win that one. I knew somebody had Saitama and somebody was going to, but the way he explained it was the best. It was the best part about it. He was like, the special attack was several punches, and he brought it, like, the way he explained it was like, so this man can obliterate anything with one punch, so now imagine what he can do with several punches. And it made me laugh. It was really good. Right. It was really funny. Let's see. What else did I choose? I don't even... No, I gotta get my list back up here. My best romance was Yuri on Ice.
Okay.
And for the reason that I knew nobody was gonna pick that one, and I wanted to...
Really?
Well, because I didn't think people were gonna pick that one. I don't know. I don't think... Yeah. I didn't think people... Somebody picked it as best comedy, which was weird because it's not a comedy. It almost, like, threw me for a loop. I was like, what the heck? But, yeah, it wasn't actually... It didn't get as many votes as I thought it would either. But, like, I was like, what the heck? Yuri on Ice is so good. But I chose it for the reason that it's, like, the one anime that isn't super pandering to, like, you know, like, the LGBTQ audience. It actually has, like, a real gay love. It, like, predicts, like, a real gay relationship and not super fan service-y like Japan likes to do with, like, queer relationships. So I was like, hey, this representation is awesome. Like, and I know a lot of people whose lives changed because of that anime. So I was like, this is, like, a beautiful anime. And I pitched it like that, and still nobody bought it. So I'm like, you know what? Screw this award show. No, I'm just kidding. I was like, give me my trophy.
I'm just done.
But no, it was really funny. After the show, this little kid came up to me and gave me a post-it note with like a smiley face pin attached to it, and it said, this is a special award for liking the anime I like.
So he liked all of my choices, but I didn't win anything, so he made me a special award.
You're all like, you'd say, that's right, kid. You've got good taste.
It was, yes. I was like, thank you. Thank you very much. It was really fun. I actually really liked that panel. Kiki was on that panel with me.
Nice.
I forget who all the ones she picked. She picked some good ones. Lots of Ruby characters.
It's yeah. It's not surprising at all.
I know. It was a good time. It was a good time. But what about you? You just had the Black Panther one?
Oh, Friday. I didn't even go Friday.
You didn't even go Friday. No, that was yesterday or
I
Thursday.
I didn't get any of the weekend off, so I needed to sacrifice one day, and Friday was the only day that I didn't have a panel, even though I got hit up to go and emergency, like, show up on a panel.
Oh, really?
I was like, yeah, getting a message at like 8 o'clock in the morning, like, hey, we had a moderator drop out. We heard that your My Hero panel went well, so you want to go and do this one? I'm just
oh,
like,
oh, no.
I'm at work.
You're like, no, I can't do that. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, it's like, nope, and nor would I really want to.
Yeah.
So
that's fair.
No, but,
no, Friday.
Didn't do anything. Nope. Yeah. I know the rest of my Friday was just walking around buying some stuff, hanging out, taking photos, the huge. I didn't really do any other panels. I got stuck taking pictures. And then same with Saturday. I, like, woke up super early, got ready, went and did a photo shoot. And like I said, I got super sick and came home. So both my Friday and my Saturday were super pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really didn't do too much.
I will say the shoot that you did do over on Saturday, I've seen a few of the pictures that you've posted. Well, okay, before we even talk about Saturday.
Okay.
The mini shoot you did for Deku.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So good.
I know. I didn't. Those were just taken on an iPhone.
Oh, my God. I like that. That was the times when I'm just sitting there going like, oh, that's awesome.
I
that's
know.
Awesome. I'm showing my wife. I'm just like,
I know.
Okay. I really like that. I'm like, I know, right?
Oh, that makes me happy. A lot of people liked it. It, like, felt really good to, like, be, like, appreciated for it because I put a lot of work into the full product necessarily. Yeah. Like, I don't necessarily make a lot of my own pieces. I'll either commission them locally or I'll do my best to, like, you know, make it myself. Figure out a way to do it in a way that's, you know, fair. If I have to buy something, I will. But the whole look is my whole, is, like, what I'm trying to accomplish, right? So when it all comes together the way I want it to, it's, like, oh God, thank goodness. It's all like, it's all worked out. Like, I'm like, it all worked out, especially when you're doing like a gender bend, because you don't have necessarily like concrete, like something to look at. It's all like in your head, or like you're creating, you're designing something original. And so it's like kind of a gamble on how it's going to turn out. Yeah. You don't know if it's going to translate well, but it translated really well for Deku. So I was like, yes,
it was, it was completely fantastic.
I love my big shoes.
I love the big shoes. I honestly, all I could think of was like, okay, A, we need to go and have you do like a real My Hero shoe.
I know, where it's like, yeah, I'm breaking some stuff.
I want that to happen.
I know.
So
hey,
much.
If there's any photographers out there who are great with special effects and want to do that, hit me up because I'm down.
Yes, we'll go and get you just some nice like breakable boards and whatnot, and just. Oh, please, yes.
It'll be so fun. Yeah, I loved that costume. I'm glad it turned out. I plan on wearing that more, so it was a good one.
But yeah, it's I really enjoyed just seeing, you know, those couple of shots of the cosplays and whatnot. It made not going on Friday a little bit better, but you know, it's always nice just to see your friends just like, oh, okay, well, you know, they worked over on this and whatnot, and then.
And now here it is. Yeah, and now it came to fruition. So I'm happy with all the way both of my costumes turned out, thankfully. I was nervous, but I was very happy with the way they both turned out. And they went over really well. People really liked them. On Saturday, I met up with a couple people who were also dressed up as Persona players. Mm-hmm. So I did a photo shoot with them in a parking garage. It was pretty cool. I'm excited to get those photos back.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I cannot wait for that. So, but yeah, I mean, kind of going over on Saturday. Let's see. Well, before I get into my Saturday, anything more on your Saturday?
Not really.
Mine was kind of brutal.
Mine was like, really, honestly, it was the same. My weekend was a lot of the same. Without my panels, I just walked around
took photos, walked around the vendor hall and bought things and said hi to friends. I was stopped a few times for videos, and I wish I knew who they were so I could shout them out, but I don't, and I'm so sorry. But yeah, other than that, it was a lot of the same stuff. I really wish, and I was in such a weird haze all weekend because I was so exhausted. So it's even if there was something that was standing out to me, it's all mush in my brain right now. I everything all melded together into one big cluster. It was a mess. I actually really enjoyed FanX this year, though. I was nervous because I know a lot of people weren't gonna go. I thought I was gonna have a hard time going alone.
Yeah.
Because I spent half of my days alone for the most part, but it was really fun. I had a great time doing hanging out by myself. Actually, I think I prefer it during the first part of the day, just doing your own thing for a while kind of helps prepare you for the rest of the craziness that is that's about to happen after people get off of work or all that nonsense.
Well, it gives you the ability to go and kind of walk around, do everything at your own pace.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about okay, well, does this person want to go and do this, or does that one,
Yeah, it was so nice. I loved it. I was just oh, this is lovely. It's this is great.
So, yeah, there's I thought FanX was going to be a lot weirder than it was, and there's still enough things that happened that made it weird.
Yeah.
But the only weird part that actually struck was just not seeing so many people there.
Yeah, what it was weird for me too, is not seeing as many people as I normally see. And even for me, I never really I wasn't necessarily a staple in the cosplay community here until recently. So even before this, not seeing as many people as I'm used to is weird because I didn't really know that many people to begin with. So I'm just where did everybody go?
Yeah, it's okay, just no one is here, And then that was the only part that felt weird and awkward, mm-hmm. And I get it, there's...
I do too. Everybody has their own reason. That's fine.
Exactly.
For me, so for my standpoint, where I'm coming from is... I eventually want, I'm taking cosplay seriously. I want it to be something for me. So if I have a chance to show it off, the one place I have here, unfortunately, is going to be Salt Lake Comic-Con. I mean, there's other, FanX. Forgive me. Don't sue me. FanX.
You don't own anything. I so know,
don't come for me. Do not come for me. FanX. But it's the one time that I can go and do what I love and show off my costumes to a giant audience on a bigger scale and be a part of something that's on a bigger scale. Whereas there's a bunch of smaller cons and they're very niche. So it's not you're going to really necessarily get, as much promotion or whatever out of it as you would. So for me, if I'm taking the time to create a costume that's costing me hundreds of dollars and hours of time, I want to show it off on a bigger scale. And if that's selfish, it's I'm sorry, but I'm doing it because I need, I'm passionate about this and I want to show it off and I want to be a part of this community. I want people to enjoy this with me too. And so I didn't want that to be taken from me necessarily. And so I did my best to stay out of the drama and not make a known stance on either side, I guess. I just always remained neutral because I knew at the end of the day, this is these are my people and this is my con family, and I don't want to just throw it all away. And I don't want to just all go away.
Yeah.
And I don't see a problem with, going.
Yeah. Well, and there's definitely always, some merit to, you can have, your personal opinions over on the subject, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be public with them.
Yeah, no.
You know,
at the end of the day, I'm trying to still stay professional, I guess. So it's if this is an opportunity for me, then I'm going to view it as one,
Exactly. Exactly. So. And there are other reasons to go, I love being able to see some of the artists that
I love the artists. The artist alley is my favorite part.
Exactly. It's getting to see Danny Powers or
so
Miles Milton, run up to them oh, how you guys doing and whatnot, where it's that's where they make some money. So it's always good to sit there and I want to support you, and this is a way
and that's a big part of it too, is just supporting this local community is so important, because like, I don't know, it warms my heart more than anything to see, like, people get really excited about things that they love. And a lot of that comes from, like, the weird geek fandoms and, like, the geek communities. And we live in a world where it's, like, in our face now. And so we have all these people who are now comfortable with, the, like, being themselves and, like, showing that part to a bigger audience.
Yeah.
And it's more comfortable for them now. And I don't think we should, like, necessarily make it a negative thing anymore. It needs to, like, remain positive because all these people really, really do love it and need it. And it's good for everybody's confidence and stuff, you know? Like, it's really cool to see the community get together in these big events and, like, dress up and be goofy and buy things from each other and support each other. And everybody's on the same team, it feels like, at least. I mean, I know behind the scenes it's messy, but I try not to get involved in all of it.
Exactly. You know, so yeah, I'm very hopeful for the possibilities as far as next year. We will see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see. There's always problems. Everybody will always have a problem.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line.
Right.
But I guess as long as, like, I mean, I've never had anything crazy on the line, so it's never affected me to a point that's, like, you know, bad. So,
and then it's way more important to have yourself safe rather than to try to make a splash.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd much rather it's like, oh, well, that person might not necessarily be getting the negative PR, you know, which people will sit there all the time, like, oh, well, I mean, it's publicity and da-da-da-da-da, but it's like, but that's negative.
Yeah,
so
no.
That's not helping, so.
I try to see Switzerland with everything. Like, I'm very, very neutral in all of this all the time. Yeah. At the end of the day, I just want to go into a giant building with a bunch of my friends dressed up in costumes and hang out with each other.
Yes. I will also at least make a comment over on this. This was one of the first times that I had actually seen and this deals nothing with that comment whatsoever. I love seeing Wild Bill's there.
Oh my god, I know the soda, yes.
I sat there and was like, okay, I see what you guys are doing.
Okay, but can I say one thing, Fanex? You need to get more chairs. Bruh, my legs almost gave out on me like 27 times. And I'm not playing with you. I did not want to sit on the floor in my $300 costume. Are you kidding me? Get some more chairs, homies. What are you doing?
That benches.
Do something. Yeah. I saw some poor lady comment on the FanX page, and she's like, I have fibromyalgia, and my legs were hurting, and I couldn't find a place to sit. And I'm like, ugh. Man, you just need to get some more chairs, and then you'll be fine.
And that's honestly a comment on a lot of events.
Yeah, it's more seating.
Seating is never a priority. It's, well, I mean, because most of the people that will go to these events will always be
in panels or something. Well, I mean, or they think they are, I guess.
It's more along the lines of, like, you've got your, you know, you've got your preteens. Usually the age range is from, like, 13 to about 27 at most of these kind of events. So thus, those are people that typically don't have that many, you know, like body functioning issues and whatnot. So thus, like, oh, okay, we'll sit on the floor or sit over, you know, by a wall and we'll be fine. But yeah, I can confidently say that there were so many times where, you know, like, I'm lugging around a stroller all on Thursday and just like, I just need a seat, you know. And there were times when I would just walk into a panel that I had no interest in,
just to sit down,
Can
I ask you a question as a parent that goes to conventions with your child?
Yes.
So there was a thread of comments on one of the posts. I just had fun reading all of the posts later that evening. There's drama everywhere. It was really funny for me. But there was one post about a lady changing a baby's diaper in a panel. And then it led to another comment down the line by somebody who said, it was something like, I had to change my baby's diapers waiting in line for Dave Tennant, and people were getting really mad at me, but I don't care parenting or I'm proud parent or something like that, but people were very upset about it because they're like, you just changed your baby's diaper on the con floor in line with a bunch of people crowded. Like, what are you thinking? And she's like, oh, well, there wasn't enough like bathrooms. Like, I couldn't find a bathroom near me and I didn't want to, like, I don't know. It was just this whole debacle. So I don't know. What do you think about that? Do the poopers need to be stopped?
Well, in a sense, yes. Mm-hmm. I
think it's gross personally, but.
And it's because of that mentality where it's like, yes, as a parent, there's a lot of times when being a parent is just it's a life of inconvenience.
I know, right?
Everything
so
is going to
be inconvenient. So wouldn't you think that you would leave that line and go change your baby's diaper in the bathroom? And yeah. So that's what I didn't know. I'm not a parent, so I don't want to come off rude.
And it's less about being a parent and more about being a person in a community that is just trying to be considerate of others.
Yeah.
It's something where I realized that, you know, like I had to explain it to my wife when our first child was still in the nursing stage, when she was always just very proactive as far as like, well, I'm just going to nurse him wherever. I'm like, I get that. Having a personal freedom like that is great, but that's also setting everyone else around you at a very weird stance.
Yeah.
And yes, I would love if we could all get past it and it didn't ever cause any sort of issue.
Yeah.
But we're not there yet.
Yeah. Everybody always has something to say. Nobody can mind their own business.
Yeah. So it's like right now, you know, and I'm like, I'm your husband. Do I really care that you're nursing our child in public? No.
No.
Do I really care that you're going to be partially exposed, kind of, sort of, but not really?
Yeah.
No, because that's your body.
Yeah.
But I do want you to be, I want you to be conscious of those other around you.
Yeah. So it's at the end of the day, like, I understand, like, you had to be a parent and change this baby's diaper, but be conscious of those around you. Like, you realize you paid, what, like, $150 for that photo, and you're waiting in line with other people who paid $150 for this photo, and it's crowded, and there's just poopy diaper.
Yep.
Like, I would just be so upset.
There are ways to...
I'm sure somebody would have saved your spot.
Well, I mean, I'm sure someone would save their spot if you go and you notified one of the volunteers or security, like, hey, I've got to go and change my baby. Do you mind just keeping my spot? Or at least just remembering that I'm here too if the line starts going.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that they would make that sort of exception. But at the same time, I also go, it's something where you also have to plan these things out.
Yeah.
So if you're about to get into a line or you're about to get into a panel that's going to be an hour and a half or an hour, stop giving your child something to drink right before then.
Yeah. They were saying they're like,
it's not going to die, you know, or change them right before getting inside that line. So thus, even if they do have to go to the bathroom, that diaper, it's like the new diaper will take care of whatever happened in that hour gap.
Yeah, right.
If you make more thought and preparation there, a lot of things get very easy. It's the reason why, like, I just got done with a trip taking, you know, our kids out over to Texas.
Yeah.
It's 24 hours in a car. We had no problems whatsoever.
Yeah, no.
Because we were constantly having a plan.
Yeah. I just don't even see how, I don't even know where in their right mind this person was like, I'm just going to change this baby's diaper in the middle of this panel. Or on the floor in front of all these people. Like, I would be so grossed out.
It's some people haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
They had, like... And remember, everyone always thinks in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yes, myself personally, I'm looking at everyone else's comfort before my own.
Me too.
So thus, to me, it's like, oh, okay, well, make sure that I'm not doing anything to disrupt anybody
and
else.
And I do feel bad for the baby. Like, that sucks. The baby has to just sit with a poopy diaper. Exactly. But, like, think about it before...
Exactly.
Or, like, don't bring your baby to take a picture with David Tennant. Like, what are you doing? Like, go do it yourself.
as a person that has baby pictures of me with, like, the cast of Next Generation, I'm glad that I have them. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I don't start remembering things until I'm, like, 4 years old, and then it's really fuzzy.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like,
so it's something where it's like, yeah, if you go and it's like, oh, I got a picture with David Tennant when I was a baby.
When I was a newborn.
That's awesome. I don't remember it, so it's not that cool to me. Or it's like taking a baby over to Disneyland.
Yeah.
That's
no
more
point.
Or less just really
you're
cool
just
for you.
You're just throwing away your money. Yeah. Throwing away your money. Wait till they're like six.
Yeah. It's and that's literally what we've
done. Yeah. Just wait till they're six. Yeah.
That. You know, so, yeah, I mean, I would I would hope that more people would be considerate. I would also hope that just bringing children to a con in general, mm-hmm. you have to have a plan mm-hmm. where it's like, we've got three kids.
Yeah.
Two that, you know, it's like we've got a six-year-old, a four-year-old, and he's like a year and change.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought a single stroller that we just stacked all of our kids on, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we also have, like, we've got a carrier.
Mm-hmm.
So thus, we could walk around. We got two kids over in hand. We'll stash the cart somewhere, you know.
Yeah, and then walk around. And then just
have a carrier. So that way, if it got too crowded, we can still move around and not kill anyone's ankles.
And not have to worry about hitting anybody. Yeah. It's just chaos.
It's a gigantic pain to go and do.
There
so
are people
like,
bringing, like, wagons full of their kids and their kids' stuff. Like, those little, yeah. like, I'm just like, okay, I understand it's a family event, but also be aware that there's, like so many people here. Yeah.
I realize the wagon mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get the con to do something along the lines of, I would love it if they had one room that was dedicated just for stroller parking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's free. You just have a ticket. Mm-hmm. You know, they go. It's like, okay, I'm going to put my stroller over here. They're not responsible for any bags or anything left over. Mm-hmm. It's just there's a ticket. Mm-hmm. And the only ones in there are going to be security or volunteers and whatnot. So thus, it's like coat check.
Yeah, you know, but for babies.
Exactly. But I realized that with like something like a wagon, you're trying to do it because thus your kids have a place to sit. They can eat. It's like their own little domain.
Mm-hmm.
But don't bring it on the floor.
Don't bring it on the floor, you idiots. What are you doing?
Get that out of here. It's like if you want to go and bring it over inside the hallways and things like
that. That's totally acceptable.
Totally fine.
But don't bring it out on the floor where traveling is like walking is very limited and there's tons of people. And not only that, please be mindful of costumes. Like, as a cosplayer, I just want to say it's not nice to just push through people, especially people in costumes. Be wary that people plan and make these costumes months and months and months in advance, spend lots of money on them to show them off and make part of the convention fun for you guys as well, because a part of it is also going to see all the people in costumes. Don't make it hard for them.
Yeah.
Like, you're making it harder for them to walk around. You're making it harder for them to want to come to the convention because all their costumes are just being ruined.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's harder, but it's also unsafe.
It's unsafe
for both parties. Mm-hmm. It's unsafe for the cosplayer because there's a lot of people that are now starting to do bigger mm-hmm. cosplays, ones that envelop your entire body.
Mm-hmm. You know, and on the other hand, on that same note, cosplayers, make sure you have a handler with you too.
Yup.
Mm-hmm.
Yup. That's
if you have a big build, do not go to a convention by yourself. You're asking for your costume to get ruined. You need a handler.
You're asking for it to get ruined, and you're asking to go and get hurt. Mm-hmm. There's so many times where you
or
can't
to hurt
see
somebody else.
Yeah, it's like you can't see around you. So thus, you know, it's like you'll just slowly move your arm, but you won't be able to see the 4-year-old mm-hmm. kid that's right around over there mm-hmm. that's happening to look up, admiring your cosplay, and you just happen to have one tiny little pokey part of it, and gets him over inside the eye or the head or something like that.
It's dangerous. It happens
all the time, you know. So that's where I say
safety on both ends.
Yeah, it's like safety on both ends for the cosplayers.
Be aware.
You better have a handler to help you out. But for the attendees, make sure that you're not doing things in a way that puts them in danger,
too.
Because the amount of times I would see kids run in front of cosplayers.
Oh, I wanted to just drop kick all those little tiny people running in between my legs all day long. I'm sorry, but get them away from me.
And there's a certain Big Daddy cosplayer that I honestly need to find and say sorry to, because my kids ran directly in front
really?
Of him, and I ran after him trying to go and like get him under control. But it's like, it's a big con.
They
got excited because they'd seen it was one of the Batman statues and mm-hmm. whatnot, so they just beelined it straight for it and just like, oh, we want to go
see
it, you know. But I mean, this guy, like, he saw the kids right as soon as they got past, but
mm-hmm.
he was way off balance. I had to help like stabilize him before running off.
Right.
But it's like, it's just like this random like thing that I would hope that
it's like when a cat in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m. when a cat just randomly takes off and starts running. That's what happens to kids at conventions.
It's like they
just get really excited, just take off.
It's no one's fault, but could it be prevented? And yeah, it's like having a handler is one way to prevent it. Mm-hmm. Also, me as a parent, having a little, like, really trying to make the times when, like, yes, I'm incredibly anxious around a con, so thus my brain has a moment where it just shuts off for a second. But if I can keep that to a minimum,
yeah,
great, you know. So yeah, I need to myself personally account for that.
Yeah.
You know, so. Mm-hmm.
So just safety all around. I would feel bad when I would, like, it sucked to, like, be, like, walking the con and then have like a bunch of like kids out of nowhere just like running all over the place and like bumping into you, and it's like, oh, you don't know how to like react, you don't know how to be like, oh gosh, my costume, like, be careful, or like, and you don't want to make the parents upset also, but at the same time you're just like, oh my gosh, please watch where you're going, like, I'm really tall and you're so small, I could really hurt you, like,
exactly.
I just like don't want to hurt anybody.
Like I said, it's like I tend to go and tried to do a very quick, like, let me do an estimation on if this child is just, like, they're not paying attention, they're really excited, but they're still a good kid,
mm-hmm.
or if they're a complete, then judgment call.
Then judgment call, then you need to, like, hey,
yeah,
watch it.
There have been times, especially, like, when I was over in RTX, over in Houston, Texas. No, not Houston. Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I was over inside my Halo cosplay and had my gun, and there were... I'm sorry to say there was one child that got thumped on the head, and that was only because he was running in between me and like three other people, and it was
just
like
being obnoxious.
Yes.
Yeah, I
and
would also.
He was 12.
Hey, he's old enough to not act like a fool.
Yeah, so it's kind of something where it's like, so yeah, there was one time where he took a corner and I just sort of left part of my little Nerf gun out just a little bit far and. Yeah,
right on the noggin.
Yeah, and it's not enough to go and it's not even enough to keep a bruise, but I know I'm a horrible person for doing it. I just, he got the message.
he never ran in between people ever again.
He didn't do it, and I was there for two more days, and I never saw, I saw him be very, very nice anytime I was around.
He learned his lesson. He definitely did.
At least when I saw him. But yeah, like I said, it's like all in all, I still like the weekend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of screws.
Yeah.
A couple of things that happened.
But
it was
everything was like expected from a convention. Like I knew all the things that like were off were things that I expected from a convention. Like it's crowded. It's like intense. Like, you know, like nothing ever happened to me where I was like, this is the worst ever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so that was good. I had a lot of fun. And I want to do it again. So that's all that matters.
Next year,
we have to do more. I want to do more anime panels. Okay, so everybody listening to this right now needs to go and vote for all the anime panels that were on the FanX app. Like, if you just download the app, if you're in Utah, just download the app and go rate all of the anime panels so we can get more anime. You don't even have to rate us personally as panelists. Just go rate the anime panels so we can get more of them. Because, like, that's what I want to go and talk about more. And the fact that the My Hero Academia panel was, like, a full freaking room. And, like, we didn't even have enough. Like, we need more panels because we have stuff to say.
Give us 251A.
Yeah, give us
251. I spent more days in 251A over in Black Panther panels, which our last one, we finally, like, packed the entire thing out.
I guarantee you we would have packed one of those rooms out with the My Hero panel.
We would've.
There was so many people waiting out in that lobby. It was sad. I was like, I'm so sorry, everybody.
I will also say it might be a really, really good idea to reach out to more voice actors that aren't just from 90s cartoons.
Please do. I want all my new waifus. I want all my new...
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's actually a personal mission of mine.
We need...
So.
Yeah. With the limited amount of anime panels and stuff we have at this convention, it's very limited to, like, the classic stuff, like, the 90s, like, anime, like, the golden age of anime, stuff that everybody knows, you know?
So
we don't have, like, we can't open it up more. I want to open it up more.
I think that it's mainly us, like, us anime freaks,
mm-hmm.
we know what's new, so thus we are a little bit more connected.
Yeah.
So thus... You know, we'll, it's like we're way more excited to go and see it, where that's not, I mean, think of the main fandoms that you always see there. You always see Doctor Who, you always see Star Wars, you always see Star Trek, you always see Marvel, you always see DC. Anime in general is not a gigantic fandom in their eyes.
Yeah.
But it is for a lot of us. So thus, their exposure to it is going to be what they grew up with over on, like, Toonami growing up.
Yeah.
It's not going to be what's going on now. So thus, that's why I want to sit there and go, like, look, you saw what we did with the My Hero panel.
This is new. It's a new anime.
It's a new anime. You guys hadn't done that before, or at least if you had done it, I didn't know about it at all.
Yeah.
You know, so give us more room, let us do more things, and then let us get some of these people out over here. You're now realizing that people love seeing these voice actors. Now get us some other ones that we can, that we really, really like. I'm glad that we've had John DiMaggio three times.
Yeah.
Let's get some others.
Let's please. I mean, look how fun our panels are when we do them. And it's because, like, we're all very, we're passionate about it. So, like, just let us keep talking about stuff we're passionate about. And it's fun.
Right.
It's fun. We have a good time. Let us do it more.
Let's have some more fun. Right. So, yeah. Like I said.
But all in all, good time. So.
Good times. So, like I said, next year, definitely. And maybe next year I'll actually cosplay again at the con. I felt lazy.
That's fair.
Well, by then I'll also have more. So, I'll probably bring back my Halo cosplay. And I'm finishing Cyborg now, so it's a thing.
That's gonna be fun. I think you need to. You'd be perfect Cyborg. Yeah, I'm just working on my my Halloween one, and then I don't really have anything planned for the rest of the year. Everything's gonna be for next year.
There you go.
Which I have plans already. So
start the plans now. Winter.
I know. Yeah, winter is coming. So fall and winter is gonna be my, like, chill out, get things ready for next year, and then kick some ass next year. So.
Speaking of all that, how can people still be able to track all the progress?
Yes, okay, so if you like my stuff, you can follow me at RachieMac _ on Instagram, so at RACHIEMAC _, and the same thing at Twitter, but the _ is in front of RachieMac, so _ RachieMac. It's kind of confusing, but it's the same either way. If you just search Reggie Mac, you should be able to find me. But yeah, if you like to look at my cosplay, you can follow me there. Don't follow me on Twitter if you're under 18.
That is true.
Just a word of...
Just fair warning.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
There you go. Well, yeah, this has been fun.
I had a good time. Thank you for having me out again. I loved it. We'll have to do this more.
We need to do this more.
I know. I love it. I need to talk about anime all the time. And nobody will ever know about our beautiful Utena episode. So we'll have to do another one. We need to do an episode dedicated strictly to anime or to magical girls.
And
we should have a magical girl, like, bracket, like a fantasy football magical girl league. That would be awesome. I already know. Let's do that. That'd be awesome. Okay, we can get a couple people involved and then do a draft.
I know let's at least draft. Four people that Perfect. Would definitely be down that also know Utena very, very
yes,
well.
Yes, let's do a magical girl. Yes. Let's do a freaking magical girl draft and have, like, a battle royale.
I love this. Well, there you guys go. That's a teaser for the next time that we do this, because this is going to get real.
It's going to get real. All your best girls are about to get dead.
I love you. That's it. I'm naming this episode.
All your best girls are going to get dead.
All your best girls going to get dead. Best girls going to get dead.
Best girls going to get dead. That's the name of my mixtape.
Yes. Love it. There we go. Well, until next time, people, we will talk to you all later.
Bye.